Christmas lights, it's only fitting, perhaps, that along with the magic of Santa Claus at Christmas, holiday and Christmas lights also came about through the work of a wizard, the Wizard of Menlo Park in New Jersey, as Thomas Edison was called. It was Edison who first developed and demonstrated an incandescent electric light bulb in 1879 that had commercial potential, an event that led the way for the mass use of electricity and lights on Christmas tree as used today. Before the discovery and use of electricity, candles were used to light Christmas trees. That practice evolved into having glass covers with candles inside them or metal lanterns that had small wicks. These were hung like ornaments on Christmas trees. But even after Edison invented the incandescent electric light bulb, it took many years before the large-scale manufacture of Christmas tree lights were available commercially. It is said that the idea of Christmas lights came from one of Edison's assistants, Edward Johnson. In 1882, Johnson had Christmas tree bulbs made specially for him. He displayed these electric bulbs on his Christmas tree at his home on Fifth Avenue in New York City, and they drew widespread attention. But Christmas tree lights underwent many changes and improvement before General Electric Company introduced Christmas lights on a commercial scale. As an example, among the earlier lights used on Christmas trees were night lights that were strung together to make light strings. After the commercial introduction of Christmas lights, sales and wide-scale use of them soared. Decorative mini lights to be used for Christmas tree lighting were introduced in the 1970s. Since then, they have continued to be popular and are the dominant types of Christmas tree lights in the marketplace. Before that, icicle lights were introduced as decoration for roof lines. Those decorative lights are the most popular ones used for outdoor landscape lighting during the holidays. Outdoor decorative lighting has evolved from Christmas tree lighting to also become a popular way to use colorful lighting during the holidays to create spectacular scenes. Another development in decorative lighting at Christmas time is the use of candles. Real candles can be used, but electric candles became more popular and safer because they present less threat of a fire hazard. Today, that threat has also decreased with the development of flameless battery candles. The battery operation also makes their use more flexible because they can be placed in areas where there aren't electrical outlets. Candles are usually displayed at several windows of a house during the holidays. They produce an appealing look, especially if there are at least two sets of three windows each other where they can be placed. Battery-operated candles can also be used during Christmas and the holidays for other activities such as caroling, church services, school activities, and for other holiday arrangements around the home. As Christmas lights have become a mandatory feature of the holidays, they are continually being used in new ways that differ considerably from their early beginnings. Outdoor lighting is now just as common as indoor lighting, and that is an area in which a change in the use of holiday lighting can be seen. Along with icicle lights that illuminate rooflines and frames of houses, there are also lights that are placed in shrubs. Holiday lighting also comes in the shape of trees and other ornaments that can be placed on lawn to enhance the visual appeal during the holidays. Many lawns are landscaped by lighting during Christmas and the holiday season with lighted figurines and various other items associated with this season. In some communities, entire blocks of streets will have such elaborate holiday lawn lighting that they attract passers-by and even tourists, residents from elsewhere, who are captivated by the spectacular visual displays of the landscaped holiday lighting. Christmas movies related to Christmas help to create a fun atmosphere and can also teach moral lessons related to Christmas. While everyone will have different Christmas movies that are most enjoyable, there are some that remain favorites. A Christmas Story is told from the point of view of a little boy in the days before Christmas, and on Christmas Day it shows him doing routine things each day but against the backdrop of the Christmas season with the decorated store windows, Santa Claus, the snow and frostiness, and of course his wish for a Christmas toy. But his parents disapprove of the toy that he desired. The movie is good in showing the innocence of the Christmas season. A Christmas Carol, written by noted author Charles Dickens, tells the story of old Scrooge, whose only purpose in life is to make money. Scrooge puts making money above his family, friends, and everyone who cares about him. His response to Christmas is a grumpy, bah humbug. He gets a different experience, however, when ghosts appear to him and try to point out the error of his ways. The movie's lesson is about the importance of appreciating people in your life. It's a wonderful life. is a story about help and the worthiness of everyone. It tells the story of a man experiencing despair and self-destruction because he thinks he is of no worth to those around him, and they would be better off if he didn't exist. An angel grants him his desire and he gets to see what he contributes and what life would be like without him. Every Christmas, A Miracle on 34th Street can be seen on television. It asks and answers the question, is there really a Santa Claus? The movie is about a man who claims to be Kris Kringle, or Santa Claus, but is not believed and so he has to prove his identity claim. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is about the Griswold family with Mr. Griswold, played by Chevy Chase, who gets into silly accidents that provide a lot of humor. The movie shows the lives of the family as they celebrate Christmas and the difficulties that arise when their entire family comes to visit for Christmas. Home Alone is about a large and chaotic family with lots of kids who are going on Christmas vacation. Amid the chaos of leaving on the morning of that trip, one child is left behind and must stay and fend for himself in a very large house during the Christmas season. At first he was happy to be alone, but then two thieves break in and he has to fight them off. The movie shows the importance of family and loved ones. A sequel, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, tells of the boy who is left alone going to an aunt and uncle's home and again encountering the two thieves who are seeking revenge. How the Grinch Stole Christmas was first made as an animation for television, but other versions have since been done as motion pictures. The Grinch is a grouchy, green man who lives in the mountains above the small town of Havel, where residents, called the Hoos, celebrate Christmas enthusiastically every year. The Grinch, who doesn't like Christmas, wants to spoil it for Havel, and so he tries to steal all the toys, food and gifts that the Hoos have accumulated for Christmas. The movie provides a lesson on the true meaning of Christmas. A Charlie Brown Christmas is an animated television movie about the popular Peanuts comic strip. The movie is about the comic strip's main character, Charlie Brown, and tells of the experience with his friends for Christmas. It also has biblical references that relates to the true meaning of Christmas. Frosty the Snowman is an animated story about a snowman named Frosty that comes to life and who must avoid a greedy musician who is trying to get the Christmas music in the form of carols, songs, stringed or instrumental renditions, is constantly heard during the Christmas season. Music forms the background against which everything else takes place to make the Christmas season different from all others. Christmas music plays such a significant role that during the entire season, other popular music temporarily disappears from radio. That may be the reason for all the different types of Christmas music, sacred, secular, popular and traditional, that have emerged throughout the years. Popular and secular renditions of Christmas music has been developed by musical artists and performers who make over classic styles of Christmas music with their own personal touch. One reason for popular makeovers of Christmas music may be because regular popular music is not heard during the holiday season, so pop musicians and artists do Christmas music to keep their voices always in earshot of their fans and the general audience. It could also be that they want to capitalize on the popularity of Christmas music. Whatever the reason, it has become a trend for popular musical artists to release new Christmas or holiday music albums during the season. Since variety is the spice of life, it means there are more variations of secular, sacred, classical or traditional and popular renditions of Christmas music that can be heard. Music at Christmas time is important to create the right mood. The prevalence of Christmas music is what helps to create the special holiday type of feeling or spirit that is present everywhere and among everyone. Everyone has particular Christmas songs and carols that are favorites, maybe for the melodies, the lyrics or because they are reminders of special memories. The most popular Christmas song is said to be White Christmas, which is popular even in warm and tropical climates where people sing of dreaming of a white Christmas, which in reality they would not want. Other popular Christmas songs and carols are Away in a Manger, which tells the nativity story in song, O Holy Night, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels and Angels We Have Heard on High. All of those songs are sacred and are all about the story of Jesus' birth. Of note also is Handel's majestic Hallelujah Chorus, which is a favorite that choirs like to sing because of the splendor embodied in the music. Nat King Cole's Chestnut Roasting on an Open Fire is a classical favorite. It defies categorization as it isn't sacred but is also not considered secular like a song such as Sleigh Ride. Among secular Christmas songs, there are also funny ones such as I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus Underneath the Mistletoe Last Night, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The availability of a wide Christmas music selection makes it possible to choose ones for different occasions, such as for general use at home, for a fun or informal party, or for a formal dinner. As an example, selections can be made to create the right mood at the start of a party, followed by more lively music when the party is in full swing, and then selections to slow down the pace when the party is nearing its end. It's also important to note that professional groups such as choirs, symphonies and orchestras will also record performances of Christmas music on albums. For the very serious and critical music aficionados, these albums will provide wonderful listening pleasure and also make good Christmas presents. Listening to music from those groups is also a way of enjoying their performances if doesn't get the opportunity to attend a live concert by the professional group. Whatever selections of Christmas music are made, however, it's likely that it will create a festive mood and spirit among all who hear or are listening to the music. Christmas on a budget activities. Many families are facing financial crunches this year, with job layoffs, skyrocketing costs of gasoline, and the general all-around increase in the cost of living. It is important to continue to give children the wonder and enjoyment of the holidays even when budgets scream to skimp. There are plenty of ways to bring holiday cheer to your home and not spend a lot of the green stuff. Here are some simple holiday pleasures to get your creative juices flowing. Make use of holiday craft ideas to decorate your home, make homemade gift wrap and also to make homemade presents. Learn a new skill like sewing, crocheting or knitting so that you can make homemade gifts. Bead making is another popular craft that is ideal for presents. Sometimes you can discover a gift idea that your child really wants, that is within your budget, such as an item that they are collecting, or a kit that they can make. Elementary school age kids are especially into collecting and kit making. Take advantage of free holiday programs your community may be sponsoring this season. Parks, zoos and nature centers will oftentimes have special holiday programs that are free to attend or participate in. Make sure you pick up community flyers and notices. Kids love to do family activities together, especially during the holidays. Do activities like having a cookie factory day. A cookie factory day is when you purchase cooking fixins ahead of time, have your recipes ready and then designate a Saturday for all family members to gather around the kitchen table to make several batches of holiday cookies. It's fun to bake cookies together and afterwards you can set aside a plate full of cookies to munch with hot cocoa in front of a holiday TV program. A great holiday tradition around here is to go Christmas caroling around the neighborhood. You can also go to a community nursing or residential home and sing carols there. The elderly are often lonely during the holidays and would love to have visitors sing Christmas songs to them. Take some time during the holidays to help out those less fortunate than you by volunteering at a community soup kitchen, homeless shelter, or other needy project. You may consider asking your local hospital for individuals that may need to have some cheering up and visit those in the hospitals who may be away from home or whom are without relatives. Remember your furry friends during the holidays and visit animal shelters, bringing with you extra blankets or little chew toys. Sometimes you can volunteer to walk the dogs there or play with the animals in cages that need exercising. Christmas plays / performances. It's always a good thing when families can enjoy outings together. Attending Christmas plays, performances and concerts offer wonderful holiday entertainment for all members of the family. Attending Christmas performances and concerts offers wonderful entertainment for the entire family and provides another way to enjoy the festivities of the Christmas season. Families usually don't have to venture too far from their home to enjoy a Christmas play or concert. That's because amateur actors, singers and budding musicians in their neighborhood will usually take part in several Christmas performances for local residents. These amateur but entertaining events can be found at local schools, churches or at a community theater or performance center. It's very popular for those groups to stage performances of a nativity story, or other Christmas-related works such as A Christmas Carol. Churches and school groups may even have a complete concert series that includes a full-length production of a play along with choirs, soloists and the band singing Christmas carols and other Christmas songs. What makes local Christmas performances special is that members of the community and maybe even of your own household can be among the entertainers. It is therefore special to see familiar faces doing something interesting and different. For those who are budget conscious, the performances are usually priced to be very affordable, therefore offering an economic incentive to go out and have an enjoyable afternoon or evening. Those people who are lovers of the arts and who are more interested in seeing a professional performance will likely also have a professional theatrical company within reasonable proximity of their residence. Professional groups may also perform Christmas classics such as A Christmas Carol, or they may do another dramatic production from the works of other playwrights. Music lovers also have a variety of performances to enjoy at Christmas time. While one can always catch various groups singing carols in downtown areas or at malls, there are other places to hear rich, melodious performances of Christmas music. These include concerts by acclaimed or recognized conservatories, orchestras, symphonies and renowned choir groups. The beauty of hearing Christmas music by these groups is in the accompaniment of instruments and the harmonious blending of voices, which all happens in a venue that has acoustic features to optimize the auditory pleasure of the performances. The different components that together make the whole performance offers a richer quality to Christmas songs and carols that may be described as sounding heavenly. Another popular artistic performance that is popular during the Christmas season is classical dance in the form of ballet, and particularly the performance of the Nutcracker Ballet. With music written by Tchaikovsky, the story is about a young girl who has a dream on Christmas Eve of a Nutcracker prince and a fierce battle with a mouse king that has seven heads. After a fierce battle between the Nutcracker, who leads an army of toy soldiers, and the mouse king, who leads an army of mice, the Nutcracker is captured. But the little girl throws her slipper at the mouse king, hits him in the head and kills him. In the end, the Nutcracker turns into a prince and takes the little girl to the magical and enchanting land of snow with dancing snowflakes and the land of sweets with the sugar plum fairy. Attending Christmas plays, concerts or musical performances serves the basic purpose of providing enjoyment, but it can also help young people, and even adults, to develop an appreciation for the arts. Seeing different variations and the creativity in performances of Christmas plays, as well as hearing different renditions of Christmas songs, can be the first exposure that leads to a lifelong love of the arts and maybe a dream to pursue a career in the arts. Christmas toys on a budget. What do you do if you have a lot of people to buy for, especially ankle biters, and your budget is smaller than you would like it to be this holiday season? Other than going into debt, there is something more sensible to do, and that is to make simple purchases that are sure to please. Here are some great suggestions. Look for some classic pleasers like board games. Favorites include Monopoly, Hi-Ho Cherry-O, Life, Trivial Pursuit. Card games like Old Maid, Uno or games like chess and checkers. Puzzles are great and are made from many different materials. Wood, cardboard, or plastic. They can also be flat, round, square or three-dimensional. Train sets can also be a real family pleaser and can come in all sizes and materials. You will find a set to fit any budget. Wood and toys are great because they are kid-powered by muscle and imagination. Don't forget the imagination when it comes to any age child. Dress up, kitchen and playhouses, puppets, and books. If you have older kids, crafts are always a big hit. There are some wonderful craft clubs where your gift will be appreciated all year. You can also make up your own kits by looking through craft magazines or books, copying down the instructions, making a list of the materials needed, and then go shopping for what you need. Make up 12 crafts and then put each one in its own separate box. Wrap each box and put the name of a month on each box. Put all the boxes in one huge wrapped box and ta-da! A perfect Christmas gift that will last all year. List of safe toys for you to check out for your family's needs. www.baybesta.com. You will find all kinds of gift ideas, not just toys here, such as clothes, accessories, crib decorations, books, CDs, DVDs, gift sets and all sorts of toys. www.openstock.com. Developmental toys by age. Educational and learning toys that are handpicked by child experts. Follows both American and European safety standards. www.heirloomwoodandtoys.com. You can find toys that are top quality and safe for kids, as well as games, furniture and kids decor. They have link at the top right-hand side of the page for toys made in the USA. Tips for buying toys on a budget. Explore auction sites like eBay for great buys, used and new. Check out the wholesale section of eBay for lots of same-age toys at great prices, and get stuff for all your gift-giving occasions for an entire year. Look for outlet stores and after-holiday blowout sales. Do a Google search using the keywords wholesale toys, or closeout toys, or discount toys. You may find a company that does not require a minimum order. Different types of Christmas trees. The tradition of Christmas trees in America came from German immigrants who had settled in Pennsylvania. It is believed that the tradition of Christmas trees started in Germany from as early as 700 AD and was practiced by many Germans in the 1800s. It's also since that period that Christmas trees have also been available for sale in the United States. While artificial Christmas trees are popular, many people like to have a fresh Christmas tree in their homes, or outside on their lawns. And similar to all other trees, Christmas trees also have different shapes and qualities that make some types more popular than others. Along with other decorative Christmas items such as wreaths and garlands, having a Christmas tree in your home is very essential in creating a special atmosphere for the season. It is believed that Christmas trees have been available for sale in America since the 1800s, which is about the same time that the former Woolworth's department store started selling ready-made ornaments for Christmas trees. Choosing the right type of Christmas tree is important because Christmas trees are often a focal point for many family activities and traditions. Given the many types of Christmas trees that are available, it is important to think about how the tree will be used. While a doll tree may look very elegant, it may not be suitable if there aren't many adults around who can reach the tree's heights. And a very short tree may be dwarfed by other furniture in the room. It's therefore very important to carefully consider and get a tree that has a suitable height and also one that has sturdy branches to hold heavy ornaments. Artificial and real Christmas trees can often be bought from the same retail stores these days, as local businesses and retail chain stores often sell both types of trees. The best place to get a real and fresh Christmas tree, and also to see a wide variety, is likely a Christmas tree farm. However, using modern technology, both types of trees can also be obtained through online transactions, via telephone, as well as by mail order through catalogs. Among Christmas trees, there are certain types that are always favorites and which are best sellers. These include Douglas, Fraser, Noble and Balsam firs, and Scotch, Virginia and white pine trees. These evergreen trees all have one or more excellent features related to shape, color or sheen and fragrance, which makes them favorites for Christmas trees. The most favorite Christmas trees basically have a pyramid or cone shape. A pyramid-shaped tree is likely taller and has somewhat of an elegant look. Douglas fir, which ranks first among Christmas tree favorites, is an example of a pyramid-shaped tree. Other examples are Fraser, Balsam and Noble firs. A cone-shaped tree tends to be short with dense branches, which makes them excellent for holding many ornaments and other decorations. Families that have a strong tradition of making their own ornaments, or putting mementos on Christmas trees, may consider a cone-shaped tree. Virginia and Scotch pines, Norway spruce and eastern white pine all have cone shapes. Another feature that makes Christmas trees appealing is their color. While all trees have a green appearance, a closer look at their needles will reveal differences such as a bright or dark green, blue-green or yellowish-green hue. The needles may also emit a silvery sheen with the right lighting. Fraser and Noble firs both have needles with a silvery sheen, and the branches of both trees are also used for garlands and wreaths. Most people choose a fresh Christmas tree for its fragrance, which can be fairly strong or just subtle, giving off just enough of a whiff of scent. Douglas fir, which is the most popular Christmas tree in homes and public places, is a very fragrant tree. The balsam fir is also fairly fragrant. The eastern white pine is, however, a tree that doesn't have much fragrance. Whether you have a favorite type of Christmas tree or will choose one from its appearance, there are many choices to satisfy the desire to have a fragrant and well-decorated tree for Christmas. Decorating strategies at Christmas. With so much decorative choice at Christmas, the strategy is needed to ensure that whatever is done looks organized, well-arranged and beautiful, and not haphazard and disorganized. by doing some basic or traditional decoration, along with trying creative with different ideas. A beautiful and pleasing decorative environment can be created in all homes. Traditional decorating ideas include using wreaths for doors or entrances and on a wall with an abstracted view. Garlands can be placed along surface where they can be hung vertically or horizontally. And Christmas lights can be used by itself or with garlands, in shrubs and of course on Christmas trees. Using Christmas lights outdoors along the frame of houses and icicle-shaped ones to decorate the roof lines of homes have become very popular. Icicle lights are just as easy as regular lights to put in place and they create a very pleasing display for the holiday season. Adding color to these outdoor light displays can also make houses and the lighting display look more spectacular. For indoor lighting, candles have become an attractive Christmas decorative item as they can light up the night in a subdued but beautiful manner. Candles create a pleasing look when displayed at windows if there are at least two sets of two or three windows directly above each other, which is in a vertical pattern. New technologies with candles have also made them safer to use. There are electrical candles but also battery-operated ones that can be used safely instead of electrical ones or in places where there aren't any electrical outlets. There are also creative ways to use and incorporate various items around the home to make Christmas decorations. Christmas or holiday ribbons can be used to make bows that are pinned onto curtains to provide a festive look and a creative Christmas decoration. Like curtains, houseplants can also be dressed up for the holidays. Small Christmas ornaments can be gently placed on houseplants to give porches, patios and front lawns a surprising Christmas decorative look. Although many people don't use Christmas stockings anymore to stuff Christmas gifts, they can still be used to create perfect Christmas decorations. A collection of Christmas stockings can be hung on the mantel, shelf or a wall with or without anything inside them. They will look just as beautiful as those that are often seen in stores. Christmas lights can also be wrapped along with garlands on a banister or stair railing to add a twinkling Christmas look. Mistletoe can also be hung just about anywhere with or without Christmas lights. If the tale about mistletoe is believed, however, then it should be hung somewhere with room underneath where two people can have a friendly holiday kiss or even a hug. Fake snow can also be sprinkled on garlands, mistletoes and wreaths to further enhance their appearance with something from the Christmas season. And to borrow a decorative feature from department stores, several differently sized boxes can be wrapped, piled in a haphazard manner and placed in a corner from floor to ceiling to make a gift pillar decoration. Old Christmas cards can also be used for decoration by cutting pictures from them to make a collage. The pictures are then glued onto a poster board that can be framed or hung as is on a wall as Christmas decoration. Even Christmas cookie cutters can be put to an easy, simple and creative use as a decorative item at Christmas time. A ribbon can be used to string two or three or even single cookie cutters that can be placed on the Christmas tree or at a window as decorative ornaments. Any home can therefore be decorated to be appealing for Christmas and the holidays, given the many ideas and ways that Christmas decoration can be done. Designing your Christmas budget. You've decided to have a Christmas budget this year. Great! Having a Christmas budget means less stress and bigger savings for you. Here are some budget ideas to think about when designing your Christmas budget. Think of what categories you will need to have in your budget. Here are some sample categories. Gifts. Spouse, child number one, child number two, niece, nephew, aunt, uncle, grandparent, friend, friends number two, church exchange, work exchange, teacher number one, teacher number two. Decorations. Outside, inside tree gift. Food. Party. Christmas Day dinner. Host slash hostess. Cookies for neighbors. Misc. Stamps for Christmas cards. Wrapping paper. Christmas cards. Charitable donations. Party clothes. Party costs. Now that you have your budget categories, you need to put in allotted dollar amounts for each category. You can do this by using the amount that you have in your Christmas fund if you have one. If you know for sure that you are receiving a Christmas bonus, then you can use the amount. Once you have assigned a dollar amount to each category, it is important that you keep a tally of how much is spent so that you have a good running total of not only the amount left in each category but what the total dollar amount is for the entire Christmas budget at any given time. Be realistic when it comes to assigning dollar amounts to the categories. You may wish to look at your spending for past years in each category, Take into consideration the cost of living increase for the current year to arrive at a decent estimate for each category. If you keep a check register and pay for most items using checks, then you have a handy reference tool to use for determining amounts. When it comes to buying gifts or planning the holiday meal, be sure to check your budget to see just how much you can spend for this particular item. Actually, put the dollar amount on the shopping list, in the corner, to remind you of what your budget is, and stick to it. Do not be tempted to overspend no matter how tempting a store item may seem. Stick to your budget. Print out your budget and have it with you while you are comparison shopping. Do this online. When you know just how much you have budgeted for an item, it is easier to know for sure if it is a good deal or not. Effortless Christmas tree decoration. The decoration of Christmas trees has evolved and undergone many changes, much like many of the early traditions of the Christmas season. Christmas tree lighting that started out with real candles underwent probably the biggest change when electric light became commercially available and special Christmas tree lights were manufactured. It is therefore not surprising that today you can set up Christmas trees that are expertly decorated with little or no effort. While many people choose a fresh Christmas tree for its scent, many others simply want a beautifully decorated Christmas tree and will choose an artificial or man-made tree. Artificial trees have been available in America since the start of the 20th century. Many artificial trees are made to have a similar appearance like real Christmas trees, but changes have been made to them to make them decorative if different from regular Christmas trees. As an example, in the 1950s some artificial Christmas trees had branches made of aluminum-coated paper to give them a shiny metallic look. For those who like to have a Christmas tree with a unique look, trees with a similar shiny, metallic appearance are available today. They are, however, made with a different material because the older trees were a fire hazard. For those people who are very busy and don't have the time to spend carefully placing Christmas lights on trees, there are several pre-lit models of Christmas trees on the market today. A standard type of these Christmas trees look like their real counterparts, except multicolored fiber optic lights can be found scattered throughout the limbs and branches of these trees. This arrangement saves time and effort of having to undo or entangle strings of Christmas tree lights. Another type of pre-lit artificial Christmas tree are those that are made completely of fiber optics so that the tree appears to be shaped out of strands of light that are wispy. Some of these brightly lit fiber optic trees also come equipped with pre-recorded Christmas songs and carols and speakers to give the added pleasure of music. Many pre-lit Christmas trees have electric Christmas tree lights, however, which need to be plugged into a real electrical outlet. The advantage of these trees is that the lights are already strung on them from the factory and you need only to follow the instructions about how to assemble the tree and plug in the different parts for it to appear lighted. Once this is done correctly, the tree will look as if it was decorated with lights manually or professionally. Another ready-made decorative feature of artificial Christmas trees is to have the appearance of snow-covered branches. That trend is an evolution of faux snow that is often sprinkled in garlands and wreaths to add a Christmas quality to those decorations. Icicle ornaments are also used to decorate real and artificial trees, and icicle lights are commonly used along roof lines and outdoor areas for additional lighting decoration. These decorations, along with the ready-made snow-covered branches of artificial trees, all convey the frosty, icy and cold feel of the winter season when Christmas occurs. Christmas trees that arrive from the factory with lights also have decorations such as apples and minute red berries to provide additional color, and real pine cones that may or may not be frosted or sprinkled with faux snow. They may also be pre-decorated with red or gold boughs, round ornaments, flower-like patterns, dried bow and twigs and gold frosted branch tips to give an appealing, sparkling appearance. The trees also have varying hues of green similar to real Christmas trees. Pre-lit and pre-decorated Christmas trees are therefore an excellent way to brighten the holiday in your home and enable you to gain more time to enjoy the festivities of the season. Family holiday travel trips. Traveling with a family during the holidays can take some advance planning so that everyone stays happy during that trip. Here are some tips to help you organize your holiday travel plans. Book your flights early during the holidays and you'll save money. Early booking will allow you to take advantage of discounts. Early booking will also give you the best seating choices. Remember that bulkhead seats offer the most legroom on airplanes. Visit the following website to discover which seats offer you the most comfort. http://www.seedguru.com/travelingwithbaby. One inventive website takes care of your need for many of the baby items you need when traveling with a baby. Items such as stroller, crib, high chair, and car seat can be ordered from the Baby's Away website so that they will be at your destination when you arrive there for you do not need to pack them. The website for Baby's Away is http://www.babiesway.com/. This website serves over 70 different locations throughout the USA. The website has been helping traveling babies for 15 years. Make sure that before you let your baby use any rental equipment that you disinfect everything first. You will find great savings when you travel by air on off-peak days. Find out if the airline you are using has self-service kiosks. This can save you time and frustration from dealing with long ticket counter lines. Self-service kiosks allow you to print tickets, select your seat, confirm reservation and check on the status of your flight. To use these kiosks you will need a credit card to confirm your identification. Holiday car travel trips. Always check your car for safety before heading out on the road. Have a qualified mechanic go over the car, checking tires, fluid levels, and other essentials. Make sure you have a map of the travel areas. If you do not have a map, you can print out to map using MapQuest.com or Maps.yahoo.com. The two busiest travel days on the U.S. highways are Wednesdays and Thursdays. If you have to travel on these days, leave early. The biggest travel hours are between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. If you're taking a long trip, stop to rest every 2 hours. Do not drive more than 6 to 8 hours a day and have two adult drivers in the vehicle so you can switch every 2 hours. Carry along a kid's survival backpack filled with books, crayons, coloring books, car games, modeling clay, messy CDs, dolls, stuffed animals, action figures and snacks. Pre-flight preparation for the holiday or trip. When traveling by air with kids, it is important to prepare ahead of time. Your preparation will depend on the age of the child, kids. First, look at the length of the flight. Long air flights and young kids do not mix well. Especially toddlers have a difficult time sitting still for a long period of time. Make sure that in your preparation you consider taking along favorite toys, blankets, books, snacks. Toddlers and kids under 6 can be accompanied by an adult and walked up and down the aisle when the seatbelt signs are turned off. Kids love to look out airplane portholes, which are located by the exits. Explain what they are seeing and where they are. Sometimes flight attendants will pass out little plastic flight wings and spend a few moments talking with kids about the plane. Planning your trip and keeping the age of the child in mind is key to a successful family holiday trip. Fancy tales related to Christmas. A lot of what is widely regarded as true about Christmas or held as a tradition cannot or has not been verified, or has changed through the years. Even Christmas Day itself, December 25th, has been questioned about whether that is the exact day on which Jesus was born. Skeptics have asked why would shepherds be out in the cold watching their flocks by night during the winter. Those skeptics have put forward the thought that Jesus may really have been born in the spring instead. It is therefore little wonder that there are many fancy stories and tales that are told about Christmas and the Christmas season. The most common fancy tale that everyone tells, particularly to children, is about Santa Claus, also called Saint Nicholas. But even if it were accepted that Santa Claus existed, where does he live and how is he able to get to all the houses of good boys and girls on Christmas Eve? In the United States, Santa Claus is said to have two homes. There is a home in Torrington, Connecticut, which is used as a distribution point for Santa and his many helpers, who are elves, to hand out gifts. And then, the second home is said to be located in Wilmington, New York, and that is where Santa Claus and his delivery reindeer crew are located. But Santa can be visited in cyberspace at any time, and what about the widely held belief that Santa Claus really lives in a village at the North Pole? The people of Finland also claim that their country is the official residence of Santa Claus. That's because in Finland, you can actually visit a village any time during the year and see Santa's workshop and observe Santa and his elves hard at work as they prepare for their very important Christmas gift delivery job on Christmas Eve. The only day when Santa's workshop is closed to visitors is, of course, on Christmas Eve. Maybe a very smart visitor could visit Santa's workshop on the day before Christmas Eve to see if there are any clues to how Santa and his reindeers planned to make their trip the next day. That's because, as the tale goes, in Finland Santa Claus and his reindeers do not reach their destinations around the globe by flying. Finland welcomes visitors to Santa's workshop, but there is nothing said about whether visitors actually have any chance of having a word with the man himself. While the chances of doing so are believed to be non-existent, among the questions that inquiring minds could ask Santa is whether Rudolph is the son of Donner, and to confirm the spelling, Donner or Donder, or whether Santa spotted him in a different reindeer village one foggy Christmas Eve when he had already started on his Christmas toy delivery mission. If mere mortals got a chance to question Santa, then he also would likely have some questions for us humans. He may want to know whose idea was it to have Christmas trees and for the gifts to be placed under them. The tradition of Christmas tree as it exists today comes from Germany by way of immigrants. But it isn't clear how the tradition really gained a foothold in Germany. One story is that Christians in Germany during the 16th century started to bring trees that were decorated into their homes. Some of those Christians would build pyramids for Christmas. The pyramids were made of wood and would be decorated with evergreens and candles if wood was in short supply. It is, however, Martin Luther, a Protestant reformer, who is said to have been the first to add lighted candles as decoration to a tree based on his inspiration from the brilliant light of twinkling stars that shone through evergreen trees as he walked home one winter evening. As the legend goes, Martin Luther placed a tree in a primary room of his house and placed wires with small, lighted candles around the branches of the tree. And that is how, as the tale goes, the Christmas tree is known today, was started. Favorite foods of Christmas. Favorite foods enjoyed by Americans for any given holiday, season or special occasion will likely include some ethnic dish, given the many ethnic groups that reside in the country. Despite this variety of melting pot cuisine, there are some similarities in dishes that will be a part of most meals during celebrations such as Christmas. Christmas in the United States comes almost 1 month after another big holiday, Thanksgiving, in which the traditional meal must consist of a turkey as the main dish. This dish also carries over into Christmas's roast turkey as one of the main dishes that may be served for Christmas dinner. But unlike Thanksgiving, which is solely devoted to turkey meat, Christmas dinners may also include other birds or poultry. These include roast goose or duck. Roasted ham may also be served. Cranberry sauce, vegetables, pumpkin pie and the plum pudding or fruity Christmas pudding for dessert tops off traditional Christmas dinners. Mince pies and pastry that is filled with a mixture of chopped, dry fruit may also be added to the menu. For drinks at Christmas dinner, a bottle of champagne is very popular, as well as wines. But the everyday beverage would be a must for many people to make a meal truly enjoyable. Before Christmas Day and the big dinner arrives, there's also another type of food that Americans enjoy in large quantities during the Christmas season. The consumption and sales of candies, gingerbread and other cookies and holiday treats increases rapidly during the holidays. Similar to how department stores seek to attract shoppers to buy items for Christmas gifts, candy manufacturers also put out special boxes and types of candies for Christmas and the holiday season. A survey done in 2004 by the National Confectioners Association found that many adults derived much pleasure at Christmas from giving and receiving candies and other treats. In their responses, the survey participants said that giving decadent boxes of chocolate to friends and family, placing candy canes on the Christmas tree and hiding candy treats in Christmas stockings were favorite ways to give and receive candies, cookies and treats during the holidays. Sweet treats remain popular at Christmas despite a constant message about dieting that is present in everyday life in the media, in billboards and from some food manufacturers. At Christmas time, people feel free to enjoy the festive season without constraints. But they also know that they can enjoy candies and cookies that are health-conscious by eating ones that are targeted to the low-carb eater by having ingredients that are sugar-free and fat-free or both. Cookies that are enjoyed at Christmas are often home-baked ones and usually include gingerbread items. The tradition of gingerbread cookies at Christmas is also believed to have originated in Germany and brought to America by German immigrants. German bakeries began baking very fancy gingerbread houses with icing as edibles, no, and other decorations after the Grimm brothers published their children's story, Hansel and Gretel. That story had a description of a house that was made of bread, a roof of cake and windows of barley. The popularity of the creations by German bakeries gave rise to cookie cutters that were made in a variety of shapes, enabling small gingerbread cookies of various shapes to be baked at home. Some of these cookies that had the shapes of little people and animals were used to decorate Christmas trees. More than 100 years ago from today, German homes in Lancaster County in Pennsylvania would have cookies that were up to 1 foot high in the front of windows of their houses as decorative items during winter. The cookies were often giant gingerbread men and women that had colorful rows of buttons and big smiles. Passers-by were often cheered and intrigued by the sight and brought the idea to their homes on a smaller scale. Being able to enjoy special dishes, candies, cookies and other goodies during Christmas and the holidays adds a sweet flavor to the season and also helps to create warm and cherished memories. Finding safe Christmas gifts. Given recent recalls for toys, many parents are not sure how to find toys that are safe to give their kids. Parents need to understand that it is just as important to be careful with toys made in the U.S. It is not the location that makes a toy unsafe. It is how the toy is made or with what the toy is made, and that can take place anywhere in the world. Given the fact that 80% of toys purchased here in the U.S. are actually made outside of the U.S. means that it would be difficult to limit your purchases to American-made toys. Buying toys based on where they are made will not guarantee safety. What will allow parents to purchase safe toys is the ability to determine what to look for when toys shopping. One way to assure that a toy is safe is to know how it is made and by whom. This way there is some accountability. You can ask questions and receive answers to materials used and processes that the toys were put through, including safety procedures. Doing your homework will help to reassure the purchaser. An example would be locating a company such as Holgate Toys, found in Pennsylvania. It has been around since 1929. Their toys are made with non-toxic paints and finishes. Parents should use a checklist when buying toys that are age-appropriate. The checklist would include asking about lead-free paints and finishes, asking if the company complies with federal regulations such as those set forth by the Consumer Product Safety Commission in the U.S. Are there any small parts that could break off? Are there any age limits marked on the box/container of the toy? Age grading is important because a toy that is safely made for an 8-year-old child may not be safe for a 3-year-old to play with. The age is not the only consideration. Also be aware of the developmental ability of the child. Avoid any toy that has sharp points or edges for any child under 8 years. Be aware of any toy that contains makeup. Read labels for chemicals used. Ask other parents about the toy, not only if the toy is played with but if the toy has any known problems. Read toy box labels for safety recommendations. Do think about your child's abilities when deciding on a toy. Look in the ages of all the kids in the home to be sure that what you are purchasing for an older child will not pose a hazard for a younger child. Fun Christmas activities for the whole family. Spending time with family during the Christmas season is at the very root of what this special holiday is all about, so planning some fun activities can help to make it even more memorable. You may be wondering what fun activities you can do with your family to make the Christmas season a memorable one for all. There are actually a lot of things you can do, from the traditional to the not-so-traditional ones. One way to get ideas is think back to your own childhood and the things you did with your family or friends. You may discover some traditions you want to pass on to your own family. For instance, making cookies is a tradition that many people have done over years. One of the ways to make making cookies fun is in decorating them. So you'll want to choose cookies such as sugar cookies or gingerbread cookies, just to name a few. These type of cookies are always favorites to decorate and of course to eat later. Baking cookies is not only fun but also provides yummy smells sure to be remembered in years to come. Cookies are not the only thing you can make. You can also make candy, such as fudge or maybe have a taffy pull. You could also make chocolate covered pretzels and of course you should have plenty of hot cocoa around. You can top it off with whipped cream or marshmallows. Yummy. If possible, take the family to a Christmas tree farm where you can all choose a tree and cut it down. If this isn't possible, you should still involve the family in picking out a tree, so everyone can feel they contributed to choosing just the right tree. You should also be sure to have Christmas music playing a lot during the holiday season, especially when doing Christmas activities such as cooking, trimming the tree, wrapping presents, etc. Some other fun things you can do are take the family to a Christmas parade or tree lighting ceremony. It's also fun to drive around the neighborhoods and look at all the different holiday decorations people have put up. To help preserve your Christmas memories, you should be sure to take plenty of pictures or videos. This way you'll have something to pass down and share with other family members through the years. For more audiobooks, please visit bargainhunterwarehouse.com.